It's Thursday, and that's the day we read from recent email we've received from you.
Many of you have written about Hollis Gillespie's commentary yesterday on registered sex offenders in her neighborhood.
Listener Alan Barlow writes, "I am a sex offender. Got out of prison 3+ years ago. I live quietly, mind my own business, and hope that no one will notice me. That's not likely. After I was released, I got posted, so everyone for blocks around knows who I am and where I live. Luckily, I've lived here longer than most, with no problems, and so they leave me alone. I stay inside most days, out of sight, obsessed with my shame and guilt."
Mr. Barlow heard Hollis Gillespie's remark on discovering a released sex offender nearby. Why couldn't he still be in prison?
And he asks, as a former sex offender, what message should I take from this essay? Should I beg to return to prison? Commit suicide? Help me with this. I want to do the right thing.
We actually received a lot of criticism of that commentary. Brian Lynch of Chicago wrote this, "Guys, wake up. We're in a world that knows a great deal about human development. These people are not perverts. They're people that developed in an unfortunate way. Should they be monitored? Sure they should. Should they be in prison? No, life is not simple, and there are not simple answers."
A correction to our interview about longtime Vogue editor Deanna Vreeland. Gary Ostrowski of Long Beach, California, was one of several listeners to point out that the 1960s fashion model Varushka was not, as we said, Russian, but Prussian. She was born in East Prussia before it became part of Russia.
And Bob Rosenberger of Seattle adds, she is in fact the very German Countess Vera von Lehndorf. Vielen Dank.
We also received a couple of corrections in the form of campus flashbacks.
Edward Johnson of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, informs us that he was an English major, which may account for his reaction to a verbal clinker that we hit in the Deanna Vreeland interview.
We spoke of her autobiography, which she wrote while she was alive. He says, "I hope so. I fail to see how Ms. Vreeland could have written her autobiography at any time other than when she was alive."
Manifestly not alive is Napoleon, but our recent report on his comeback in France, there's been a surge of Napoleon books, even a movie, stated that he was crowned emperor by the Pope. Means Johnston III in Falls Church, Virginia, writes that Napoleon took the crown out of the Pope's hands and put it on his own head. There is a famous painting of the event by Jacques-Louis David, Mr. Johnston writes. I realize that this is nitpicking, but my parents paid so much money for that information, I felt I should share.
And you, too, can amortize your college tuition costs by sharing your comments or questions with us at atc@npr.org.
You don't have to tell us what you majored in, but you should tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.